Senator Dugard?
Yes, sir.
I need to turn that over to you. We're moving to one.
All right, we'll now take up Senate Bill 173, a bill to authorize a rental car company to offer car rental insurance under certain circumstances. Senator Munson?
Thank you, Senator Dugard. At this time, Diana, are you going to start this off?
Welcome, Diana.
Thank you, Senator Dugard. Diana Miller, and I'm registered lobbyist for the Enterprise Rental Car Company. And it's a real pleasure to be before the Senate Commerce Committee. I don't often get that chance. I spend more time in the education arena, but I'm very pleased to be here today. This is a very unique bill. This bill has been around for about the last 2 or 3 years, and in various forms, either an exemption, a couple of years. This year, we went to work, and I really want to thank the department and the director of insurance, Darla Lyon and Sam Myers, and many of the insurance agents. We sat down and worked through all of our concerns, and we all come to you today with a bill that we have agreed on. And it's really nice to have a bill such as this. And I'm going to briefly go through the sections because this bill is based on a National Model Act. And this trend of licensing rental car insurance agents, or companies, excuse me, to sell insurance on a limited basis is occurring across the country. And so we're going to be referring to various definitions throughout, and the first section deals with the definition of terms, and I won't read that certainly to the committee, but these are definitions of terms I'm sure that you're familiar with, and basically the department has agreed to those definitions. In section 2, we are dealing with the types of insurance that will be covered under this, that the company will be licensed to sell. And it refers to personal accident insurance, liability insurance, personal effects insurance, roadside assistance, and emergency sickness protection insurance, and other travel or vehicle-related coverage that a rental car company may offer in connection with the rental of a rental car, as approved by the Director of Insurance in rules that will be promulgated in Chapter 126. Section 3 deals with the requirement that you cannot sell insurance unless you are licensed or comply with this act. Subsection B, we meet or exceed the, when we sell the insurance, we will meet or exceed the underinsured or underinsured motorist coverage laws in the state. Section 4 talks about the director issuing the license upon compliance with this act. And Section 5 refers to the procedure that the company will have to use for obtaining the license. And it refers to the licensee, the company, as a limited lines insurance producer in lines 17 and 18. We will have to have a written application, and a certificate will be issued by the Director of Insurance signifying that the applicant is trustworthy and competent and meets all of the requirements set in that section. And Section 6 also are the requirements of the employees who will be selling the rental car insurance and how we will update and keep lists for review and submission to the department. The employees will have to be 18 years of age. They cannot commit any act set forth in Chapter 5830, which is the act that governs the insurance producers. The employer, the agent, has completed a training and education program, and I'll speak briefly about that because that's spoken to in another section. The training and education program, we feel, is very important in order that our people understand what they are selling, why they are selling it, and so that they violate none of the statutes in South Dakota for insurance producers. The rental company has agreed to submit a name of all the endorsees or the people who are selling the insurance, and we will update and submit the list quarterly to the director as the insurance people. We will also retain the list for a period of 5 years, which the department requested that we do. And in subsection 5, line 21 of section 6, we will also submit to the director with our initial car license a certification from the rental car company on a format or form or format, because they need to decide how they want to do that, stating all of the following: that we will agree to sell no other products other than what's spoken to in this act, and that we have all of our employees have completed the training and education program. Section 7 deals with the specifics of what must be in that training and education program and how we can conduct that training and education program across the state at our various facilities. And we may use videotapes or any means that we get approved by the Director of Insurance. We will talk about the types of insurance that we are selling, the fact that what we will specify and promote, that strict the instructions in subsection 2 of section 7, that our people are prohibited from making any statement or engaging in any conduct that would lead a renter of a car to believe, and I think this is important, that the purchase of the rental car insurance is required in order for the renter to rent a motor vehicle. We will make sure that they know that that is not the case, that the renter does not have insurance policies in place that already provide the coverage being offered by the rental car company pursuant to this act, and subsection C, that we are not qualified to evaluate the adequacy of the renter's existing insurance coverages. And that's an important section because we are not in the business of selling insurance. We are in the business of renting cars. We rent insurance as a consumer benefit and a protection for them. In section, and I would also add that the Director of Insurance may request to review this training and education program at any time. And the department will speak to the reasons why we're not going to submit it on a regular basis. I think that's like many other things. They do not need to be overloaded with paper. However, if they want to review the program, they certainly can at any time. Section 8 deals with when with the employees, once they are terminated from our employment, that they cannot sell insurance or this kind of insurance spoken to in this act. Section 9 speaks to the retention of records, how long we must keep the records, and it's 5 years from the date of each transaction. Section 10 is an important section that explains the requirements on the insurance, how we will inform our customers of the product. And you can read through that the rental period is 28 days or less. It's normally less. But at every location where the rental car agreements are executed, when you rent your car, we will have brochures and we will prominently display materials which explain the terms, exclusion limitations, the process for filing a claim if you purchase our coverage. We will make information available to the consumer that the rental car insurance may provide a duplication and that such insurance is not required as a condition of renting the car. We will provide the rental agents our company's name, address, telephone number, and license number to if you have to file a claim. And Section E, and I believe some of the insurance agents will speak to this. I'm very pleased that we reached agreement on this, that we'll make information available that if you will purchase our insurance, that the insurance offered by us is primary coverage over any other insurance coverages applicable to the renter. And I believe this was the issue in years past, and we've gotten over the hurdle. So that's really, I'm very pleased to sit here and say that today. Subsection 3 and 4, I think you can read on because those are minor sections, not what I don't consider minor, but it deals with if we have master or corporate agreements, and I have people here or a person here from Enterprise today that can explain our master and corporate agreements if you need to. Section 11 deals with the restrictions of the company and the agents concerning any other representations they cannot make as insurance limited lines producers. And then Section 12 simply deals with the enforcement procedures that the department will be filing if we violate for any reasons this act or the conditions of our license. The rental car, and that's basically this very simple bill I bring before you today. So the rental car companies sell insurance, as I stated, as a consumer service. And our primary business is not selling insurance, but renting cars. And we really hope that you can see to endorse us as a limited lines producer and clear out this issue that has existed for the past 3 years, because we do want to comply with all the insurance laws in the state. Many people come from foreign countries, and they have no insurance when they rent our cars. So we need something to protect the public. It's a consumer safety issue. And some people have their own insurance company coverage. Some do not. Some want more coverage. So we offer this as a consumer benefit. And at this point, Mr. Chairman, I would like to introduce a person from Enterprise Rent-A-Car to come up here, and I would stand by also for any questions, but I think he would be best suited to answer the technical questions about the rental car industry. So, Mr. Chairman, if I could, can I bring up the enterprise person?
Yes, that's granted.
Thank you, Senator Dugard.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and committee members. My name is Scott Bothfeld, and I work with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, for Enterprise Rent-A-Car. I appear in front of you on behalf of the rental car industry, and I think before I start, I'd also like to say thank you to the insurance department and all the representatives of the insurance industry for coming to what I think is a nice compromise that works well for all of us. We feel the insurance products offered to our rental customers provide short-term protection, which normally would be unavailable. The sole business of our companies is a short-term rental of motor vehicles, typically to the public for periods of less than a month, normally less than a week. As part of the rental transaction, we offer options to our customers at the counter, primarily as an added service for their convenience and their protection. These options, such as liability coverage or personal accident insurance, are appealing to those renters, as Diana had said, who typically don't have insurance or typically want additional insurance on top of their own that may transfer to the vehicle. It is important to note that these coverages also provide protection for motorists who may be hit by someone that's renting a vehicle as well. To assist customers in understanding the products and to make sure that we're not providing overlapping insurance, which a customer may not need, as was mentioned, we will be providing, and we do currently provide written material at the counter to help assist customers with that piece. Our overall purpose is not to enter into the business of selling long-term insurance. Instead, we wish to continue offering a service to only a handful of our customers who require this short-term protection. I thank you for your consideration, and if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Are there any questions? Senator McCracken.
Thank you. I haven't rented a car in a long time, but I thought when you filled out the application, there was a section in there if you want insurance or whatever. Isn't that available today?
Senator McCracken, that's absolutely correct. And what we're trying to do is take a proactive stance. It was brought to our attention in another state that perhaps we were offering some products when we probably should have been legally entitled to do so. And so we're trying to be proactive and make sure that we're covered in that area so that we can still offer these products.
Thank you.
Senator Whiting.
What sort of person would need your insurance? I guess it'd have to be somebody who didn't own a car?
Correct. Oftentimes, if someone's coming in from an urban environment, such as a New York or a Boston, and they do not have a vehicle, then they would require insurance, or they won't necessarily require insurance, but I think it would be an option that they would.
What about somebody driving who drives a company car? Would a company, would the insurance of a person's employer normally cover rental?
Oftentimes, it will. Yes. And again, I don't know all the ins and outs of the insurance that folks carry. Oftentimes, we'll ask them if they want to use our phone to call to the insurance agent or insurance department to see if they need any coverages. I would say the overall percentage that that requests this type of coverage with our company, I'm not speaking on behalf of the industry, is probably 2-3% at best.
Further questions? If not, thank you.
Thank you.
Further proponents? Senate Bill 173.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Darla Lyon, Division of Insurance. As others have told you, this bill is probably a long time coming, and I'll give you some of that history. Originally, when the bill was brought, and I think probably 2 or 3 years ago, it was a bill to simply exempt rental car companies selling insurance from the insurance code and basically from regulation. That bill went along the process for some time, and then it was discovered that there was more to some of these products than we had originally anticipated. In other words, they were actually selling liability insurance. We determined nationally and in South Dakota some time ago, many years ago, that what rental car companies sold was not insurance, and we referred to those coverages as collision damage waivers or CDWs, and I think there's some other acronyms that are used. And so we were of the belief that that's what we were talking about originally a few years ago, and not until we discovered that there was a little bit more to it did the bill then end up in a conference committee and was held over. Last year, the bill was introduced again in a little different form, and we asked the sponsors of the bill to hold it over because of the licensing bill, the large licensing bill that was brought before this committee a week or so ago, our 115-page bill, because we thought nationally we would be addressing rental car company licensure in that bill. It didn't turn out that way, and so that's why you see a separate bill. This piece of legislation is important in the sense that we do need some oversight for these people. We do understand that what they're doing is selling or is renting a car. I mean, their primary purpose certainly is not to sell insurance. There are several instances where people do need to have this protection because they don't have it on their personal auto policy. And so we understand the necessity of the product and do believe there should be oversight. The other part that's important is because of Graham Leach Bliley, as we talked before, it specifically in that federal act, if we don't have some kind of specific laws that address rental car company licensure for insurance selling purposes, we can do nothing. And so it is important, we believe the oversight is important, and in order to do that, we need this bill. So with that, we are fully supportive, and I thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Charlie, can you tell me, will they be subjected to, like, continuing education or any of those kind of things, or is this a special cutout for them if they don't have to do those?
This is a limited line. This will be a limited line producer license, and we're defining it like that. They will not be subjected to the normal continuing education. There is specific continuing education set forth in this bill.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Further questions? Seeing none, thank you. Further proponents of Senate Bill 173.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Dick Thiessen. I represent State Farm Insurance Companies. Darla Lyon was correct that this has been an ongoing issue for about 4 years now, trying to get a bill that we felt was acceptable that protected the consumer from those situations where they may be buying an insurance product from a rental car company, whether they needed it or not. Section 9, parent 2E, is to us a very important provision, and with that we support the bill. And that just simply says that if you buy it, it ought to be the primary coverage. And I mean, because otherwise, why are you buying it? So with the help of Diana and Mr. Bothwick today, this year, we worked hard on coming up with something that would work. And we support Senate Bill 173 in this form with the provision that says that they would be the primary carrier if the party buys the insurance.
Thank you. Any questions? Seeing none, any further proponents of Senate Bill 173?
Mr. Chairman, my name is Dick Gregerson. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Automobile Dealers Association. We've been involved in this matter for 3-4 years, and this year we have come to an agreement. I think all parties are in support of it, so on behalf of the auto dealers, I request you pass out this bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions of Mr. Gregerson? Seeing none, any further proponents of Senate Bill 173? Are there any opponents of Senate Bill 173? Seeing none, we'll close for committee discussion and disposition. Is there a motion? Senator Sutton.
Yes, I would move to pass on Senate Bill 173 as amended.
Second.
I don't think there's
an amendment. Oh, there was an amendment? Oh, okay. All right. Just two passes.
And Senator McCracken seconds?
Yes.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to send Senate Bill 173 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Are there any comments or any discussion? Seeing none, we'll proceed to vote. Secretary, we'll call the roll.
Vote. McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Poleski?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
6-0.
Move consent.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to place this on the consent calendar. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Any objection? Seeing none, the bill will be placed on the consent calendar.